Saw X, or Saw 10, however you want to say it, was recently brought back into theaters because there was a huge gap, a lack of material to be shown after the studios pushed a lot of stuff back because of the strike. Like Dune Part 2 was pushed back, so the theaters brought back a bunch of stuff, and Saw X, Saw 10 was one of them that I hadn't seen, so I checked it out. I went to the theater, and you know, it was pretty good. It was all right. I mean, it takes place in between Saw, I think, 3 and 4. So Jigsaw is alive again. I mean, if you're familiar with the series, this I'm going to automatically have spoilers for the series just to try and put the movie in context, because Jigsaw dies at some point in the series, but the films go on. But this is when he's still alive. It goes back to that point, and he is, you know, frequenting support groups for his brain cancer, tumor, whatever it is. And, you know, it's pretty grim. It does a good job giving depth to his character. And it's very grim. He doesn't have a lot of hope moving forward, but he sees, like, something, I think online it is, about, like, a doctor who has an experimental surgery that has saved lives, and then he goes to the website. I can't remember the exact order, but he ends up seeing the daughter of the doctor has continued his work, and that, you know, it's all underground, but it's not approved by the FDA, because that would go against, you know, big pharma, like, constantly, they don't want to cure the illness because of the money that it generates from the, pills and the treatment. So, you know, he contacts them for whatever reason. They contact him back, and, you know, it seems pretty legit. At first, he takes a leap of faith and he flies to, like, Mexico or wherever the fuck it is. And immediately when he gets there, like, weird shit starts happening. Like, he basically gets kidnapped after the taxi ride, and they take him to his location, like, after putting a bag on his head. And the doctor assures him when he meets her that it was just to protect their location, because it's that secret and it's that important and all this other shit. And she takes him on a tour of, like, their medical facility and, like, tells him about previous patients and like, all this other crap. And like, I don't know. And he meets various people like, a girl offers him, like, celebratory tequila, because it's like it's good luck, and he declines it because of the surgery the next day, and he meets the doctors that will be treating him, blah blah blah. And you know, he goes through with the surgery, but they, like, drug him, and, like, you see that he's gone through with the surgery, and he has a like a thing on his head, the gauze. And she says, you know, hey, you know, you take 10 of these, one each day, and you're on your road to recovery, and yada yada bing bong. And he says he'll wire her the second half of the money. And then he decides to, like, say thank you to them. He goes out and he buys, like, I think the brand of tequila that she offered him as the celebratory gift, one of the people on the medical ranch. He finds this bottle and he brings it back to where the location was, and, like, the location's, like, abandoned, like, even the pictures on the walls were, like, taken down. And he goes to where the room was with all the medical equipment. It's trashed, and it was all for show. He sees, like, some medical, like, how to do it at home video kind of thing that they were playing on a monitor for him to see what was in the medical video as if it was, you know, part of the, to make it look like they were operating. Bizarre. And he takes off the bandage off his head and realizes there's no wound. And then he's pissed. And, you know, the rest of the movie can commence. And I will not spoil the gore and the fun things that happen. You know, the real plot was getting there. And I think that it actually kind of slows down a little bit when the gore and all the traps and all that shit starts to come into play. But of course, it's like a revenge fantasy where he finds all those people one by one. And there's some crazy shit that happens. And I think some of the believability of it is kind of like, meh. It was kind of believable up until that point. But yeah, in the end, of course, we know John Kramer survives because he's like, you know, he's in the future Saw films or whatever film. But they bring back, what's her name? They bring back, the fuck's her name? His assistant, Amanda. Yes, that's her name. They bring back the actress, Shawnee Smith. Is that her name? And she looks a little bit older, but I think she looks good. I think she did a good job. I think that the script kind of slowed down in the second and third act. Even though there's a lot of cool gore, I feel like it was a little too slow. And there's a lot of emotional exposition and development of these characters that wasn't in the original Saw films, which kind of slows it down a little bit. And there's some twists and there's some turns. And I mean, I don't want to spoil it too bad because one of you guys out there said I spoil these films. But who the fuck listens to this show, like a traditional movie review site? Who in the right mind would listen to any of these reviews for anything more than entertainment value? Like, if you want non-spoilers, you will like read the New York Times or something. You'll read a reputable, or you listen to some like reputable. We're like the slums here, guys. We're like the podcast that nobody listens to. I mean, we do get okay numbers, but like, we don't get the numbers like some of those other fucking podcasts. Like some of these hipster podcasts, and not even the big ones, just like these ones I've never fucking heard of, that like people like my ex-wife listen to, like they get some fucking numbers because they get like sponsorship. That's why we have to share this fucking show, because this, it's not that we want to make money, it's that the production value could increase. It could be better than just us talking into our phones on fucking, what the hell is this? The Spotify. But anyway, back to the review. Yeah, Saw 10 was like a good out of 5, I would say. I always give this, but it's like a 2.5 out of 5. It's not good enough to be a 3. It's not the best one in the whole series. It is better than some of the other ones. It's not as fun or funny as some of the later Saw films. But I will say there's some funny, like, stay in the movie after the credits, because there's some funny post-credits scenes. Like, you wonder, so this whole thing that was set in motion because the guy from his support group says that he was cured, right? I forgot to say that. That's what really convinced him. He like runs into him as he's like filling out his like will or something at the beginning of the film. And then you think back, so that guy must have been in on it, right? So the guy gets kidnapped in the post-credits scene. You see him hung up. He's about to get his fucking guts taken out. Pretty cool. And they bring back Hoffman. Detective Hoffman is hilarious, guys. I know some people don't like some of the later Saw films because they think they're too silly. But I watched the whole series originally from Saw 3D backwards. I never saw the first one, second one, third one in order. I watched them backwards. And they did. I had to kind of figure out the plot, like decrypt the film. And it was fucking hilarious. It was funner that way. And all of the ridiculous soap opera plot, like, threads that they tried to introduce to keep the series going come across really funny when you watch them backwards. So, I don't know. I like the movies. I like Saw. And I hope that they make more. Even though it's a 2.5 out of 5, it was pretty fucking entertaining. It was one of the better horror films I've seen this year. The gore was very well done, and the traps were inventive and brutal. They were crazy. Some of them were ridiculous. They were so fucking crazy. Like, I'll just say one of them, the guy has to, like, remove part of his own brain and put it into this, like, dissolvent fluid so, like, it weighs down something that will, like, free him. But, like, it's a little hard to watch. It's like, think of like Hannibal when the guy eats his own brain, when Ray Liotta at the end of the film eats his own brain. It's like crazy shit like that. But if you can stomach it, it's funny, you know? I mean, it's a very, I hate to say it's comedic horror. It's funny, you know? It's fun. It's not way serious, I think, because it's so ridiculous. I think that's why, what makes it fun is that it's so over the top. But anyway, guys, tune in next time for my next review. I don't know. I'm thinking about going to see Godzilla Minus One. I'm thinking about going to see the new John Woo film, Silent Night, I think it's called, with the guy from RoboCop remake. John Woo is great, guys. I can't wait to see it. Godzilla Minus One. I've seen all the Godzilla films. It's getting really good reviews. I don't know about the new Godzilla versus Kong film. I think I might stay away from that one, but maybe Godzilla Minus One is good. We will see. And Die Hard was re-released in the theater this weekend, and so was Oppenheimer. I never got to that. I know I said I would review it. So let's see what I end up seeing. And you'll be the first to hear it here on Oofball Raw USA Movie Reviews. And I didn't spoil the fuck out of this one, so you can't say I spoiled it. I totally left out all the traps and all the good stuff. Okay, so you can't say that. Peace.